I disappeared and then I didn't disappear. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Eating Alone in My Car show with your host. So sad today. You know, it's so fucking weird because I have this like name, so sad today. And yet when I'm in a time, this has been quite a time. I mean, let's face it. It's been a time since I left the womb. Har har. But this has been a time. This past, I'd say a year, I guess, has been a time. But it's really been a time right now. It's really a time. It's a time. It's a time of feelings and of fearing feelings. A time where, you know, I'll be like listening to an audiobook and I have thoughts about, I don't understand how people keep, like, how people live. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, it's a time where I feel, it's a time. Let's just put it that way. And I don't want to be having those thoughts. You know, I don't want to have feelings and thoughts like that. I mean, I guess nobody does. But what's interesting is that clearly, you know, also when I'm in a time like this, I can feel like I've never been in a time like this. That this is the worst of all the times. Which clearly isn't true. I probably wouldn't have a Twitter account called So Sad Today if this was the first one that seemed unmanageable. You know, if this was the first depression that felt really overwhelming and long. Ups and downs, but long, you know, I don't know. I've been having I had some more thoughts just, today. This is going to be really short, by the way, I think. I don't know. Could end up being long, but I think it's going to be really short. But, like tools, I don't know. Well, before I go to tools, let me just stay on the thing for a sec. You know, you ever just feel like really like a wound, like there's a wound, you know, like it's, depression is so physical. It's very like chest. For me, it's very chest. It's like chest and like tired, like just like everything feels like such a big challenge. You know, like to brush my teeth feels like a really big, like that, like, woo. And, or to like put on clothes feels like a real big deal. You know, it's, I almost feel like by the time I'm done, like doing that stuff, like I don't have the energy to then like be in the world, you know? But I am thinking that I need to be in the world more, I think. Because it's like the less I'm in the world, the harder it is to be in the world. And then the harder it is to be in the world, the less I'm in the world. And then the more, you know, I feel like this disembodiedness. So I'm trying to like, I don't know. I have a friend coming over. I'm recording this on Saturday. So we're going to dye eggs. I just picked up, all these hard boiled eggs and peeps and all this stuff. I guess this will be a peeps episode if I want to tear into these peeps. I fucking love peeps. You know, it's like, there is still something left. Peeps. The other day I was feeling really low. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. I might just be hungry. And I wasn't just hungry, but I definitely felt a lot better after I ate. Oh, yeah, baby. These are kind of stale. But, like, I like the stale peeps. I like the stale peeps. It's the pink ones. They're cute. You know, peeps just make me feel good. Sugar, peeps. It's just, I don't know. I'm trying. So we're going to do the eggs tomorrow. And then this week I'm going to go with a friend to the Korean spa. Cause it's open again. My two people I love dearly. I'm going to do eggs with Petra, my friend Petra Collins and her sister. And then I'm going to do the spa with Kate Durbin. I don't know why I'm mentioning them by name. I'm not trying to, name drop them, but they're lovely human beings. So they should be name dropped actually for my small listenership by their work, by their products, by their books, by their photography. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. This is a slog. This is not, and it's hard for me to just let it be a slog. You know, it's hard for me to not feel like there's something wrong or I'm doing something wrong, like that needs a fix. Like, I mean, not to say that we should live our lives in a state of like deep depression. Like I believe in antidepressants. I'm on antidepressants. You know, I'm back in therapy. You know, I do all the stuff I do for, you know, to stay sober. I meditate twice a day. Like I'm doing, this is me treated. But I kind of actually wonder if like, so I'm not saying like, it's good to like, I don't wish depression, sadness, heaviness, feelings, heavy emotions, scary emotions, emotions we are afraid of. I don't wish that on anybody. But I do also have to wonder, like, is it objectively such a bad thing to go through a hard time? Like, is it something, because I get very, like, I can really start to feel like I'm doing something bad or wrong, you know? Like, I'm doing something bad or wrong. I dealt with this a lot with the grief with my dad, and you know what? I'm still in the grief with my dad. You know, I mean, it's no surprise that it's Passover weekend and, you know, not that Passover was really on my dad's holiday, but it was just family. Like they're all that, we did the same shit for years and years and years and years. And then it was gone, you know? And so that goneness and to have not really created a ton of, you know, I'm out here in California. I don't have a ton of family left. Like, you know, to have not created like, new traditions, you know, and also I chose not to have children, I think there was like a period over Christmas where I felt like, oh no, I made a mistake, but like, I'm over that, you know, just because like, I'm over that. I'm back to trusting that, I made the right decision, but it is a fact, right? It is a fact. Like, and I think also just also because of all the COVID isolation, you know, I've talked about how I sort of, it felt really easy to slip into isolation because it was like sanctioned and it was like, you know, it was like encouraged. And so then coming out of that, I'm like, wait, we're coming out now? Are we coming out? And sort of, so it's like, you know, I don't have that sort of the things that like maybe replace family, you know, like friendships and in person all the time, right? Like it's every, like so much is online for me now. So much is online. And, you know, and my husband and I can't really be together in public because, you know, he's disabled and has been housebound. He did go to the supermarket the other day though, but it took him like 3 days to in bed to recover from that. But he did go to the supermarket, which was amazing. Cause he's a man who, he loves the supermarket. He's a man who loves the supermarket. He loves Ralph's. I mean, what's not to love, really? I'm actually currently sitting in a Bristol Farms parking lot. I don't know if you know what that is. I don't like Bristol Farms is like my least favorite of all the LA, supermarkets. I think Gelson's number one, Gelson's and Ralph's tied for number one. Bristol, it's like very overpriced, which Gelson's is overpriced, but I feel like Gelson's is such a beautiful experience to me that, but anyway, yeah. So, you know, I had this thought, I was just like, well, I'm always like, if I survive this, right? Like I always forget that I've gone through this before. I've gone through, because this one feels real long. I think it has been long. You know, this has not been the easiest year. There have been external factors, several, and, but all that being said, like, if the human experience is beauty and pain, right? Happiness and sadness, like it's all of it, right? It's not just, I don't think the human experience, like MDMA is happiness, but the human experience is both, right? It's the bothness. So then, am I bad or wrong for feeling this way? You know, part of why I started the So Sad Today account was, you know, if you met me if you've met me in real life or if we meet, I smile a lot. You know, and I think part of that is a deflection, and part of that is because sometimes I have a lot of joy. And part of that's also a deflection. But you know, I felt that all these feelings, it was like I couldn't put them, certainly I didn't want to talk about them, and I certainly couldn't put them, it was mostly manifesting as anxiety at that point, but there was all the sadness underneath, but I couldn't put them in my personal Twitter. You know, I needed an anonymous place, right? And that kind of says something, that like I am a human being who feels that, you know, I was calling anonymous hotlines, right? Like, it's very hard for me to, I mean, now, is it hard? I put these things out there, and yet I put these things out there, right? And now my name is attached, and yet I still feel like I am not, like I am separate from that. Like, and that if I say like, you know, I'm not okay, like, I don't think I'm okay. Even like my next one to say, but I'm going to be okay. But I'm not okay. Like that there's something bad about that. Like a badness. Like there's almost, I don't want to say a moral judgment, but some judgment. And I don't, maybe when I say bad, I just mean fear. Fear of the feelings, you know? Fear of the feelings. But like, I mean, it's called emotional depth, folks, and character. How are you supposed to have emotional depth if you've never felt pain? You know, felt sick with pain. I mean, I don't think that it's like an ideal way to live, you know, like if given the choice, I'd rather be high all the time. I tried that. It didn't work. I wanted it. I'd still want it if it worked, but it didn't work. But one thing I've been, I'm so one of those people who like, I'll do something like 3 times and I'm like, I've been doing this thing. But one thing that I've gone back to my journal, which my journal used to really be my homie. Like beginning at my, I'd say when I was 15, let's say 15, 14 or 15, my journal became like this. It was like a room, right? It was like a place. It was a place. And I really went hard in the journal. And then I feel like when I was a senior in high school, my journaling wasn't as, like, I remember it was like during the height of my eating disorder, and I wasn't feeling as deeply, you know, And so, my friend just texted about what time they're coming over for the eggs tomorrow, which made me feel really, that was really warm and cozy. And then sometimes she calls me Mawitha, and it's like, just makes me feel so cozy. So I don't know what I'm talking about. Journaling is a verb. Something I always swear I've never say, but okay. So then when I was like, so it sort of dwindled a little, but then when I got like, when I was like on the loose with drugs and alcohol in college, it was like, I journaled hard. And then like all through my early 20s, I journaled hard. Like the shit is a record. I have like piles of journals in my childhood bedroom. But that first journal, I remember just like how I felt. It made me feel, it was like a god. It was like that thing that you want that tethers you, right? This is mine. I can have as much of this as I want. This is mine. This is my thing with myself. Like intimacy with the self, real intimacy. And then I think like when Twitter came along, you know, like that really took, my journal became more of something. It's just not this. It hasn't been the same for a really long time, you know? And a lot of times it's more of like a utilitarian tool. Like I'll use it to do sort of like some, you know, like psychological, do the work. Right. Or I'll use it to, you know, for poetry stuff, but it's like still like, I have one eye out. Like I have one eye on the, even though when I try to be a channel when I write first drafts of poems, but even so, like I've got one eye on the, like, where will this go? And I feel like it's really important to have, for me, to have a journal that is like my zone. You know what I'm saying? Like Melissa's zone. I need that. I really need a zone, a room of one's own, a journal of one's own. I really need that. I need a place to like be alone and see what I think, but where it's not curated at all, but where I really go in deep and that there's a joy. Like this is something I am doing. It's me, my journal, and you know, a higher power, right? Like it's us. It's the crew. It's the crew. And, you know, and it's made me feel so much respite in the storm that I have been feeling to like, to be there and to also like to, there's such an innocence about it, you know, like, because I love my simple note and I do tools on there. Like I have my list where I have it. I have a list of big feelings. And then I write down the time I felt the feeling. And then later I write sitting with this feeling. If this one passes, I will know that they all do. And then I write later it passed. It's sort of like the way that I use a God box in the sense of then I can look back and be like, wow, all those feelings passed. So I'm going to get through this one, you know, or like I have my tool of panic journal where, you know, well that I usually write by hand, but I mean, it's astounding how many tools it takes for me to keep this ship afloat. It truly is. I mean, the amount of work that goes into me staying alive is like, it's remarkable. I guess I could see it as, I guess I could pat myself on the back. You know, usually I see it as, because I see everything as a detriment, right? But to have that place, it just, there's a continuity too. Like, it just reminds me of, you know, so much of the past is gone. Like like I was saying before, like a lot of tradition and family and celebrate, like a lot of that's gone. And I think I'm really grieving some of that. Not that I want to be a child again, because I really didn't like being a child, but there were aspects of it that I really am grieving, you know, tradition, celebration, food, you know, the having the same food with the same people multiple times a year. You know, and there's something that feels very like Citizen Kane Rosebud about the journal, about not about like looking back on a journal, but about like being back in the journal. Like here it is again. It's I'm here for you again. I was here for you then. I'm here for you now. You know? Okay, hold on. I have to run into Bristol Farms and pick up one more thing for this little egg thing. So give me a moment. I don't even know what I was talking about. Journaling. Journaling is verb. Okay, so here's the thing. Need a place. Need a room of one's own. Also, I have to say, need to write by hand. Need to see one's own handwriting. Need to feel hand on paper, because I need to do less online, need to not quantify so much, need to not make everything into a task or a thing I check off a list of being okay, need to have less list making, you know, need to have less accountability, need to just disappear. Need to vanish. Need to see soul reflected at me on paper. Dude, I think I'm going to finish these fucking peeps. They're so cute. I got the pink chicks, which are now like halfway down my gullet. But I have the yellow bunnies. So, you know, I always thought I liked the bunnies better. Like I thought the bunnies were cuter, but I actually think I'm team chick. You know, I think I've always been team chick and I just forgot. Hashtag team chick. You know, like sometimes, like I think as animals, if offered a bunny or a chick, I'd take a bunny. But in the world of peeps, I don't know. I guess I'm straight up chick. There's something about the look on their face. Like they're irate. They actually remind me of Pickle. Like they're livid and yet kind of like don't have a lot of power, you know, although Pickle is powerful, but, you know, he's got us wrapped around his paw. But I feel like there's something about the chicks, the look on, the bunnies are not as intelligent as the chicks, I feel. The bunnies are like the bunny faces of the peeps. They're more sort of, I don't know, dare I say, accepting of their situation. They don't think as much. I feel like the peeps are, the chicks are a little more beleaguered. They're a little more beleaguered. And maybe that's what I identify. You know, they're not chill. Like, I think if I were a peep, I'm definitely, I think, more of a chick than a chill bunny. I think sometimes I present as a chill bunny. Like, recently someone was like, when I hear you talk, you're so chill, I just want to smoke you. And I was like, you have no idea the amount of chick paddling that's going on underneath the surface here. You have no idea. Like, underneath I'm a chick. Like, sometimes I present as a bunny, but a bunny peep. But let me look at the bunnies. Hold on. No, I mean, they are cute. They're both cute. Why does it have to be either or? Why do I have to police a binary when it comes to the peeps? But I don't know. There's something about the chick, the little mouth of the chick. It's just like, I feel that I identify with it. I mean, the bunnies are gorgeous, though. Now that I'm looking at the bunnies, they are gorgeous. God, is anything fucking better than a goddamn peep? I also got, let's see what else is in this bag of trash. I also got Reese's eggs, Reese's peanut butter eggs, and a couple of full-on big Cadbury eggs. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just the peeps and the bunnies are just a very different vibe. The chicks and the bunnies are just like, actually each of these three remaining chicks have a different expression on their face. Like if I could sort of give them, like one of them's really pissed off. It's like, God damn it. How the fuck did this happen? You know, like irate yet powerless, trapped in a cardboard box. The next one seems a little sad, and actually it's hurting my heart, so I think I have to eat that one next, just to not look at it. Because I can't deal with the sadness of its captivity right now. Like, you know, the other one's fighting. The irate peep. And then there's one that seems actually kind of chill about its circumstances. I don't really identify as that peep. I guess I'm number two. The one who's, like, upset. You know, sad. So sad today. Pink chick peep. And then the bunnies are very present, actually. I feel like the bunnies are very in the moment, present, and like, I feel like the bunnies practice mindfulness. I feel like the bunny peeps, like I could definitely see myself comparing myself to a bunny peep, whereas I feel like the chicks and I don't know. Yeah, I think I present as a bunny peep in a lot of ways, but in my heart, I'm a chick peep. In my heart, I'm a chick peep. You know, that's what it is, I think. I don't know, do we think I'm going to eat all? I don't think I'm going to eat the bunnies and the chicks, but I would like to. I don't know, what do you think? Cast your vote. Will it be done? I'll report with the harrowing conclusion, with the stunning conclusion next week. There's like a little thing on here that says express your peeps anality. I don't know. How do I do that? I mean, I feel like that's what I've just been doing with the Rorschach of these peeps. Let's see. Soft, yummy peeps brand marshmallow chicks are perfect for Easter baskets, snacking, baking, and more. Oh, it's a social media thing. No, I don't need to tweet. Oh, these don't expire till 2024. Yeah, no, I don't. You know what? This is about as public as I'm going to go with my peeps, I feel. Like, already I'm not being loyal to, like, my soul connection with my peeps by even sharing this much, you know? But I don't need to make them peepstagrammable, you know? I don't need to hashtag my peep experience. I think that the Rorschach is enough. satisfaction guarantee. It's a family, it's their family tradition. What family owns Peeps? I guess a family owns Peeps? That's really nice. Are Peeps a small business? Shout out to small businesses. It's the Just Born company, Bethlehem, PA. Oh, it's a Pennsylvania thing. Carnauba wax. It contains carnauba wax. All right, anyway, I think that's all I have today, truthfully. Happy spring. Happy Easter. Happy Pesach, the goth holiday. The Christians get a fuzzy marshmallow animal, and we Jews get a ratty ass bone on a plate. And I'll see you on the flip side. That's all. Bye-bye.